Starcom Network and the Department of History and Philosophy, University of the West Indies, Cahill Campus present Today in Bajan History.
Hello, I am Marcia Dottin Chandler, third year history student in the Department of History, Philosophy and Psychology at the University of the West Indies, Cahill Campus. On this day, January 19, 1952, the Barbados Advocate informed its readers of a court case involving a bus conductor and the police. Presiding over the matter were Justices H.A. Vaughan and H.J.H. Hanchel of the Assistant Court of Appeal. They heard the case of Edward Hines, a conductor employed by the Leeward Motor Bus Company, who had been accused by the police and charged with the offense of allowing people to ride on the outside of the bus. Lawyer J.S.B. Deer represented Hines while prosecuting on behalf of the police force was Sergeant Ford. Corporal Cyrus was the one who reported Hines for the violation and presented the testimony that Hines, while conducting bus S-58 on December 1, 1951, was traveling up Broad Street when it was observed that two people besides himself were situated on the running board of the bus while it was still in motion. Policeman Cyrus was the only witness for the prosecuting side, and Hines' lawyer, Mr. Deer, suggested that the officer may have been mistaken in what he saw, as Hines said he was facing the opposite direction than what the officer stated. However, Hines called one witness to corroborate his argument, who explained that Hines was holding on to the vehicle with his left hand. This information confirmed that the police were accurate regarding the angle of observation they had described. Hines' lawyer then suggested that perhaps a passenger seeking to disembark had positioned themselves to do so before the bus came to a complete stop, and this may have been what the officer observed. Hines testified that after he left the running board, he sat in the front seat of the bus, and his witness maintained that he saw no one on the running board. Both Justices Vaughan and Hanchel noted that Hines did not resort to the common practice of verbal abuse of the police in executing their law enforcement duties, but also pointed out that the discrepancies in Hines' representation of events proved that his being reported by the police was appropriate judicial action. As a result, Hines was fined 10 shillings for his traffic violation. On this day, January 19, 1952, the Barbados Advocate informed its readers of a court case involving a bus conductor being reported by the police for having people travel on the running board of a moving bus.
Today in Bajan History with Starcom Network and the Department of History and Philosophy, University of the West Indies, Cahill Campus.